We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot.
But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Critic Cast. The name is Larry, and it's yet another absolute pleasure to be with you once again after another crazy week. I'm going to talk about, say, suicide, the stuff that's been happening in Zimbabwe at the moment and across the world, especially on Facebook Live and so forth. We're going to talk about suicide, the effects and so forth, because some of incredible contributions from out there. And then in the final segment, we're going to talk about Andy Muriza and that situation with Bev has gotten the go-go dancer pregnant. Oh, yeah, but starting off with the biggest news in the world at the moment was the Muslim ban based on, thanks to the executive order by the new president of the United States of America. That is, what's his name? Donald Trump. You see? So used to calling the president of the United States Barack Obama, but it's Donald Trump in office right now. And, you know, he's gotten this ban. Is it a Muslim ban? Is it not a Muslim ban? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And all that other stuff, that's just a fluff that I think that is more concerned by Americans and so forth. They're the ones who are going to care about it a lot more. Me coming up from Zimbabwe, I'll say I don't really understand the situation enough to be able to say, okay, this is the full congregation of my argument against it. What I will say is, on the surface, it looks like a horrible thing. And on the surface, it just looks like, what are you doing, mate? Because it's essentially saying that you're profiling people, something that we say we wanted to stop doing as a world, racially profiling or religiously profiling people, and saying just because somebody believes, or rather belongs to a certain religion, they're more likely to perform an act of terror. Yeah, but I mean, I don't understand the long game of it. I don't know if there are immediate threats that are actually there, because say this is something that's temporary while they sort out their visa regimes and so forth. I don't know. Donald Trump is not a dumb person. He's a person who's smart enough to become the president of the United States and become a billionaire. So there must be some sort of end game that's there. I don't understand it, but hey, that's there for them to figure out. What else happened this past week? Looking at back in Zimbabwe, 15% tax has been introduced by the SI Instrument 20 of 2017 on meat, which essentially means that just look at whatever you've been paying for meat. It's just going to cost 15% more. It's going to be passed on to customers. And I don't understand why, because we talk about increasing productivity, increasing consumption, increasing all that other stuff. How is it that we think we're going to increase consumption? I'm going back to the old, the mobile operators thing. How do you increase consumption by making something more expensive? It's just weird. I know there's issues of productivity, you are not all this stuff, but you're not selling so far. And if you're not selling, how is making something cost more going to make it more affordable? I don't know. It's weird. What else is happening? This was sad news of a woman who was murdered in the UK. A Zimbabwean woman apparently could have been murdered by her husband. He was arrested in connection with her being killed. That was it out in Birmingham. He was found with her body in the car, and she had been knife wounds and so forth. Yeah, sad story there. What else happening this past week? There is Zimbabwe cricket. They have just lost their third one day against Afghanistan A. That the Zimbabwe A side, which got mostly guys who have played international cricket for Zimbabwe, like at the highest level. So this is actually very disappointing. And there's a particular guy called Brian Chari, who's just absolutely horrid. Nice guy, but horrible at cricket. He's probably a very talented guy and so forth, but he's not executing. And that's the reality of it. Just talking about some cancer issues. February is World Cancer Day. And there's a cancer event taking place at News Cafe on the 11th of February. And it's a fashion expo that's happening there. And what is being raised is being put towards the fight against cancer, or providing funding for organizations that are taking on the fight against cancer. And remember, I've got my friend Tapiwa Sachiti, who is fighting cancer. She's got benign cancer that is affecting her bone in her leg. I would like you to help her. Just go onto her Facebook page, Tapiwa, Team Tapiwa Fighting Against Cancer, and please support her. She's a 23-year-old who's studying psychology, and the cancer, she found out about the cancer about a year and a half ago, and it's really getting worse. And she's trying to raise about $43,000. And so far, she's on about 7,000. The month has been raised so far is around 10,000, but because it's taking so long to get the operation done in India, some of the money that's been raised has been used on her care in Zimbabwe. So please just go there. There are different ways to help. Whether there's a GoFundMe page, there's all sorts of other pages in which you can assist her with. It's actually her birthday on the 13th of February. So, hey, let's see if we can push up the numbers and see if we can assist her. So just go on to her Facebook page, Team Tapiwa Fighting Cancer. It's Larry. You listen to the Quiddicast. So there's a scourge that's taking place now across the world, and it's not just in Zimbabwe. But first of all, let's talk about the Zimbabwe situation. A pastor by the name of, who's with AFM, by the way, who's, by the name of, what's his name, Richard Nika, who's also a gospel musician, offed himself on Facebook Live, on video. And offed himself, by the way, means committed suicide, for those who don't know what I'm talking about. And this was over the fact that he had lost out in love. A girl by the name of No Matter apparently had, this is according to what he said on the video, had rejected him. And he decided that he couldn't live anymore and committed suicide. So this is a trend. An upcoming actor in the United States recently shot himself on Facebook Live. And after being arrested on sexual abuse allegations, we've got 12, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds. It's becoming a trend across the world where young kids are committing suicide. So I decided to send this question out. I've got my views a little bit later on, but I wanted to find out what people thought about this in as far as what is causing this to trend at the moment and what are the dangers of it.
Yeah, we need to be worried about the rate of suicides that are happening on Facebook Live. Psychologists have done tests and have shown that the number of people that see like a certain suicide, it inspires them to be able, like it makes it attainable for them. You can't glamorize death. That's why you'll find that mostly, like in most American papers and movies and stuff, unless if it's a celebrity, they try and hide how the person offed themselves, so that someone who is depressed and they're hoping that they want to kill themselves don't feel like, oh, so that person used poison and it worked, let me try poison. So we need to stop glorifying death and treat it with the respect that it deserves and make people aware of their options that are not suicide.
The most disappointing thing is muna akaita suicide wachaka is a pastor. So my taking is going to come from his point of I can't say his point of view, but I want to say his profession, what he was doing on a daily basis. You know, Mparidzi 7:17. And usawa muna kaiso ipa. Uye usawa benzi. Uchafire iko nguwa yako isati yashika. You know, it's something chinoshamisa. Kutoti muna ari kuparidzira vanhu on a daily basis kutoti Mwari akatipa the gift of life, then you get so depressed to the extent that not you are going to take your life, of which per 10 commandments vanonzi thou shall not kill. When thou shall not kill, as Zero exclude your own life?
With dealing with mental health issues in Zimbabwe, yes, a lot could be done. The thing which I've discovered and I've understood about other Zimbabweans mainly is that when a person is mentally ill, you always rush to think that maybe there's some black magic which has been used, the person might be used to make money for a relative or something like that. We are still in denial. We don't really want to accept it that it is a form of disease which can be dealt with if we accept and put ourselves up for it, that truly a person can be helped. Of course, some of the ways which we see, like on TV, in movies, reality shows on how they deal with those people with mental illness, yeah, some of it it's torture. But at the end of the day, let's take this mental health like any other disease. You get meds for it, work on it. If you need somebody to talk about it, discuss how you can go about it, it's okay. Then when it comes to the thing that some black magic has been done, then seek the relative authorities to help you deal with it. And this thing of now, life suicides on Facebook, that's totally disgusting. It's outrageous. I think Facebook needs to do something about going live. Because at the end of the day, I read about, I think it's a 12 or 15-year-old teenage girl. She was an orphan. She had been adopted. She took her life live on Facebook. That's totally painful. It's hurtful. So I think something needs to be done, because people are totally abusing that platform, doing the most horrible things. Not only suicide, but they're even going further to perform sexual acts on that.
Some interesting and divergent comments there, and thank you very much for those who contributed. Just to add on to those, there's a friend of mine, I'm not going to name her, but she said it's one of the most difficult things to live through. I had an attempt last year. People just don't understand what it takes for someone to get to the point of wanting to die. Right now, people tiptoe around me, avoiding conflict, thinking that's all it takes. She says, I felt trapped, like I was failing myself. I didn't want to face the reality. I'm trying to do much to keep it together, and I finally broke. She says, there's no quick fix. I can't say I feel too differently, but my mind is on a different state from 4 months ago when it happened. I'm seeing someone, talking about it helps. I have good days and bad days. I'm in a worse position because I have to deal with the consequences of my attempt. That's the health issues that came with it. She says, after being through it all, the only thing I can say to anyone going through depression is talk to someone. People fear being judged to such an extent that they would rather take their lives. And one of the things she talked about that came out, it says, even the staff at the local hospitals shake you for such. They say, even if you have a medical aid, you have to go through the government hospital. And the way they treat you, you start believing that you're crazy. And that comes to the main crux of it, or when we really talk about issues to do with someone getting to a point of suicide. There aren't many suicide hotlines or many support services in Zimbabwe. And where they are, they're poorly advertised, which means that many people don't know where to go. And as far as getting professional help when they come across this situation. And when you talk about issues to do with the Facebook Live aspect of it, it comes down to the basic thing, the cry for help that people have. Now, what's happening in societies that we're living now is that, well, because our societies are now much more expanded, most of our friends are not close to us. Where they are, they're based in Ukraine, they're based in China, they're based in Russia, whatever the case may be. So when we want to talk to somebody, normally we'd call somebody who's close by. But when you're talking to someone on Facebook or whatever the case may be, and you're trying and you're issuing a cry for help, people aren't always kind. And some of the statements that people are, used to respond to someone who's going through a difficult situation may be incredibly unkind. And the person ends up feeling a lot more lonely and a lot more vulnerable. And that's the reality around. I think we need to start talking to people a lot more. But it's easy to say that to someone who's in a position of depression, because it's not like they choose to be depressed. It's not like they went out there and looked for depression. And is trying to see a way out may seem simple for somebody who's not going through the situation, but it's not that simple. It's Larry, you're listening to The Critic Cast. On the other side, I'll quickly go through the Andy Muriz and Bev situation. So, in case you're living under a rock, Bev, you know, the dancer, the raunchy dancer, the go-go dancer, the pole dancer, yeah, the very same one who, when dancing, has an act in which she has a bottle enter her delicates. Yeah, that one. Yeah, she said that musician Andy Muriz of the Derrida fame is someone who got her pregnant because they had a sexual relationship. And, well, yeah, a baby's coming along. His wife knows, and the wife apparently is chill about it. I don't think it's chill about it because she was like, eh, but because I think all the drama happened and we're only finding out the back end of the drama. And everybody's like, oh, no, what? Dude, calm down. Loads of dudes out there is doing crazier things, okay? As somebody hooked up with a stripper. It is what it is, okay? There's loads of people who go to strip clubs and hope to hook up with strippers. The fact that you're saying, hey, what if, how can you go there? This is someone who's been with, who allegedly hasn't been with, who has been with loads of people. There's nobody's got that evidence. Just because she's dancing on a stage and so forth. It's just like the song from Usher, I Don't Mind. It's like that girl guy from T-Pain, I'm in love with a stripper. I don't know. I don't know why somebody make a big deal out of it. Because primarily, it's just life choices, isn't it? There's a girl right now who's probably working in a bank and looks like they're engaging in a respectable profession. But you'd have no idea what kind of nefarious activity that they're taking part in. And could be even riskier than the person that you're talking about. In this case, the go-go dancer. Now, everybody, so given that sort of background, I'm sitting here and thinking, why are we judging? Shit happens. It just happens. It's the sort of thing that just happens. People get pregnant. People misbehave. Sure, condoms are free and they should have already taken care of that aspect. I mean, you know, don't get pregnant. People are going to misbehave. Hey, that's the fact. But why you got to get pregnant then? And people judging the wife is saying, I'm going to stick around. Hey, look, this guy is about to blow up. He's just signed up with that Ja Praises record label. Obviously, she's not going to go around and then just say, okay, I'm going to let some other woman come and take over the situation. Okay. It's like what Rita Marley did. If you watched the Bob Marley documentary, the one that came out in 2012, Rita Marley says, I transcended beyond husband and wife. And now Bob Marley is dead and she's sitting on top of a $1 billion empire. So I don't know. People make choices, and it's easy to judge people for their choices, but Andy Muriz in future. If there is a future where you're doing all these crazy things, condoms are free, bruh. It is what it is. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me for this episode of the Criticast. Don't miss an episode of the show. Just go to iTunes and look for Criticast. Then also go on to iono.fm, where we're primarily hosted, and look for Criticast. And subscribe there to the RSS feed, load it into whatever device you use, and you get notifications every time there's a new episode. And also, email me, info@larryquirirai.com. Also on Twitter, it's @Quirirai. Quirirai has got a Y-I at the end. And catch me on ZFM Stereo every Tuesday on Health Matters between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Other than that, I say to you and your loved ones, take care of yourself, and leave you with the saying, spend time every single day doing something new. No matter how small it is, do something new. It's been Larry. It's been The Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?